Thursday Night Tailgate, where the spotlight is always on the positive. Tune in Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time to hear your favorite NFL legends, players, and coaches sharing their stories. Now back to Chris and Bob.
I wouldn't joke about anything else that happened to you tonight.
All right, we're back here on Thursday Night Tailgate, and we're turning on our spotlight on the positive. Bob, who are you putting your spotlight on this week?
I think you will agree with me. Every guy that we mention in this segment, Chris, has a little part in our Hall of Fame, too, because these guys are great, and you and I love doing this. But this week, I'm going to mention Marcus Peters, the defensive back for the Rams, Chris. You know, since he's been in the league, he came over from Kansas City. What he's been doing yearly, Chris, is he goes into schools and he distributes backpacks and for kids in inner city schools and things like that. And just 2 weeks ago, on his day off, he went into the L.A. Unified School District's Century Park Elementary School. This is a K-5 school in downtown L.A., and they gave away 300 backpacks. And not just the backpacks, Chris, they were filled to the brim with school supplies. And this was just before, it was just before the Rams were getting ready to face off against the hated Raiders there. And there was just so much excitement at the school. The principal said it was one of the greatest things she's ever seen. And again, this was his first time visiting that school because he hasn't been in L.A., but he's been doing this forever. And I just was moved by what he said. He came out and said, this won't be my last time coming around. He says, I'll come around more throughout the school year so these kids can see my face and let them know that I'll be here to care about them. And, you know, those are incredibly powerful words, Chris, that, some of these people, again, they need their heroes and guys like this that just, aren't just there for once in their lives, or this guy really cares about these kids. And, I don't know how long Peters will be in Los Angeles, but you get the idea that he's going to be doing some great things because he's been doing it since he's been in the league. He just happens to be in L.A. now. But if you go on the Rams website, you're going to see a great picture of him posing with a portion of those kids and how happy they are. But this week, our hero and a Hall of Fame in his own right, Marcus Peters, for doing some great things in L.A.
Yes, another fantastic story, Bob. Kudos out of you. Tonight, I'm going to put, since we're in a Hall of Fame state of mind, I'm putting my spotlight on Redskins Hall of Fame defensive back Darryl Green for the work he's doing mentoring students across the country through his Strong Youth, Strong Communities program. The program seeks to instill ethical thinking, plus teach kids to positively handle social situations like bullying and peer pressure. Strong Youth, Strong Communities is a national program that helps, you know, equip young people with the life skills, leadership skills, and the resources they need to unlock their potential and have sound judgment. The program pairs them with adult thought leaders who can help mentor the kids. Green also shares his own struggles with them. His brother died of an overdose. He fathered a child out of wedlock, and his struggle confronting all the vices that come with being famous. He says it's extremely important to show his own vulnerabilities to the kids so they know what he had to deal with along the way. He tells them that every time he's confronted now with an opportunity to do things he knows he shouldn't do, he has an internal conversation with himself asking, do I want to do that and face the repercussions, or would I rather have a successful career? Strong Youth, Strong Communities are locally driven, but there are chapters all over the country, and in those chapters, they collaborate with leaders and stakeholders in local schools, local governments, and other social support systems as well. And Green says the greatest challenge he faces in his role as a mentor is being able to create safe spaces where young people can feel free to openly share what's going on in their lives. They discuss some weighty topics like negative thoughts, hopelessness, fear, insecurity, self-esteem issues, and even suicide. Bob, as you can imagine, it can be hard to break through to some kids with emotional walls that, you know, that they've built up over the years. So it becomes really important that the attendees feel that they can openly discuss their issues with no repercussions. And all of their services, oh, by the way, offered free. So kudos to Hall of Fame defensive back Darryl Green for creating a national program that is doing great work, helping kids overcome some difficult situations to become thought leaders in their communities.
He's an amazing individual too, Chris. So throughout his career, we were always, I think we were always fixated by how he played on until he was almost 40 years old and how he did it. But you always were able to see him doing things in the community. I remember commercials during NFL games that they would have him. So he's always been known to do this, but it's just refreshing to know that he's still doing it. Guys like that don't stop doing it. But there's a Hall of Famer that does it off the field as well. That's a great story too, Chris.
All right, Bob, time for us to put a bow on this 7th anniversary special in 2018 Guest Hall of Fame edition of Thursday Night Tailgate. We want to send out our thanks again to Dan Pastorini, Chad Brown, Mark Collins, Nick Lowry, Willie Simmons, and Billy Sample for being inductees into our Guest Hall of Fame and joining us tonight. And as always, Bob, thank you for being such a wonderful friend, co-host, and mentor over the years. 4 years together on this show now, and every one of them so fantastic and always so much fun to share this show with you, my friend.
Well, same here, Chris. We've had a good run, a fun run. I don't remember most of it, but, you know, I'm over 50. So, but I, from what you tell me, we're doing good. So let's just do it again. Let's do it again next week. But this is always a great night. I always love this show, and hopefully we're here next year to do the same thing.
Absolutely, and we look forward to Season 8 starting up next week. And to kick off Season number 8, we are going to be joined by former Falcons running back Lynn Cain, who will be making his TNT debut with us. Our good friend and TNT Hall of Famer and the Dean of Atlanta Sports Talk Radio, Bo Bach, will be here, as will author Jeff Perlman. He'll be back with us. He's written great books like Gunslinger about Brett Favre, Boys Will Be Boys about the 1990s Dallas Cowboys, Sweetness, obviously about Walter Payton, and he's got a new book out called Football for a Buck about the USFL, so we look forward to hearing all about that from Jeff. Plus, former Major League pitcher Chris Hammond will also be making his TNT debut with us next week. And, of course, former Patriots running back Tony Collins will be back to help us go through our five-star picks of the week. So, Bob, already excited about next week. I want to remind everyone how you can follow us on social media. Please, first go on Facebook. We've got a page there for the show, Thursday Night Tailgate. Give us a like. That's very important to us. Plus, Bob and I both have our own Facebook pages as well. Please also check out our website, ThursdayNightTailgate.com. You can go on there and see who some of our future guests are going to be. Plus, we link back to our page over on Podbean, and we can't thank our good friends over at Podbean enough for featuring us right there in their NFL fan section, both online and on their mobile app as well. On Twitter, you can follow me at CT Mascaro. Bob is at Bob_Lazzari, and the show is at TNT Podcast. Bob, take us home, my friend.
Okay, Chris, I look forward to next week. And we want to thank our announcer, Joe LaGenusa, who's a Hall of Famer in his own right, for the great job he does with our intro and ads. And we also want to thank Kyle Turley and the Kyle Turley Band for the upcoming outro music. On behalf of myself and Chris, we thank everyone tonight for listening. We appreciate you the very most. And until next week, good night, Kevin, and good night, Terry. We miss you guys.
Coming down the mountain, I take a breath of sin. Can't tell the day or time, but I know this day will end. On a mission I can't see, they say I am the one. In the